going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wojo here. On the Wojo and Rieger show, Rieger's off. I believe he's on tomorrow morning. Listen to the kid in the morning. I'm talking here, headed towards Red Wing Hockey. Little Lions with a little twist. And let's be honest, we don't have many of these quote-unquote big games in December. Now, as the proprietor, and it is a trademarked big game by me, I declare this Vikings-Lions game on Sunday one of the bigger big games that we've had around here. And it's not because they can win the division. The Vikings are 10-2. The Lions are 5-7. And you say, well, oh, a 10-2 didn't end against 5-7. How can it be a big game? The Lions are going to get killed. And then you see how they've been playing, how Minnesota's been squeaking by. And the Lions are like 1 or 2 point favorites in Vegas. And is Vegas messing with us or what? I don't think so. And every single day, I swear, I don't know if people are pandering or what. But there's always another segment on ESPN or Pro Football Talk or whatever that for some is breaking down the lines. Oh, love that team. Oh, their offense. Oh, look at this blocking scheme. Oh, and it's not always like Dan Orlovsky. It's Brian Baldinger or whatever. And I don't know if it's just because they've never seen it before with the Lions or if there is something legitimately intriguing about their young talent. And I'd be beginning to believe it is something intriguing about the young talent. And one of the things that put me over the top was James Houston the last couple of weeks. The sixth round pick who gets a sack every time he steps his toes on the field. So again, just let me know. And trust me, I know if they lose to the Vikings and then Rieger comes on Monday, I'll be reined in immediately. And I'm not saying, hey, let's get behind this team and everything. I'm really trying to figure out objectively. I mean, of course, it's more fun when a local team wins, obviously. But objectively, I'm trying to figure out if there is a little something happening here. I think Dan Campbell has grown as a coach. I think Jared Goff has grown as a quarterback. I think DeAndre Swift is getting healthy. When he's healthy, he's uber dangerous. All right, a couple quick ticket texts, and then we'll go to the phones. Wojo, I'm cautiously optimistic about this Lions team and can't really get too excited only because they cheated on us so many times. I can just see on Monday, after all this hope and excitement, getting crapped on our faces again, and we're back to square one. Well, they're not going to do that to your face, okay? Please. I don't think. Oh, you mean figuratively. All right. Ticket text. Wojo, I think that Goff is personal for Holmes. I think there's something to that. It's also personal for Goff. I mean, he knows what Sean McVay said about. He knows what happened after he left there. He knows what people said about him when he got here. He knows that he didn't really get along with Anthony Lynn, the first offensive coordinator here. He knows how much he enjoys working with Ben Johnson, the current offensive coordinator here. There, he knows the GM Brad Holmes has his back. Yeah, I think it is poisonal. All right, let's go to the phone, shall we? Help a brother out. Help a Wojo out. Let's go to, Isaac, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's going on there, Isaac?
Oh, hey, how y'all doing?
Good, what's happening?
I coach middle school football and high school wrestling, and I noticed with the Lions, since they let go of that defensive back coach,
yep.
The defense had a whole different type of energy. And I know the record is, we got a losing record, but in terms of improvement, it's constant improvement. They constantly get better. They fly to the football. They might not be the best at stopping the run or the pass, but they go for the football and they try. And you can see, like, the energy on the defense. It looks like a football team that's trying to play football.
And a football team that's trying to force turnovers. That has been much more aggressive of late.
Exactly. We might give up 300, 400 yards, but we might take the ball away five times, too.
Yeah.
Not five.
Right. Absolutely. No, Isaac, I agree with you. And that's another thing why I'm not saying being sucked in, because that connotes that I'm being faked out. I don't think I'm being drawn to the credibility angle because Dan Campbell, for all his kind of bombastic, you know, nature and fun, goofy and whatever, he makes really tough decisions. And I'm not just talking about fourth downs and whether to kick a field goal. I'm talking about firing an offensive coordinator midway through his first season, an experienced former head coach, Anthony Lynn, and it turning out to be the exact right thing. Campbell took over play calling. They did better. And then he elevated Ben Johnson, and they've done better. And then a few weeks ago, as the caller just said, firing Aubrey Pleasant, the secondary coach. Now, you feel guilty, say, because we don't know, like, oh, it wasn't. I'm sure it wasn't all Aubrey Pleasant's fault, of course. But clearly something, you know, maybe the same thing with Lynn. Maybe the fit just wasn't right. And I do think Campbell and his staff and Aaron Glenn, they have this really all for one, one for all, fight for each other, all together. And I do remember the first year, Aubrey Pleasant, he was seen on the sidelines during a game just going off on Jeff Okuda, like really screaming in his face. And I remember this time everybody say, that's good coaching. See, they're coaching it. Well, I don't know. Okuda's your number three overall pick from a couple of years ago. If he doesn't take well to that, maybe others didn't, and maybe Pleasant being removed from then, maybe it loosened it up or made it less complicated. I don't know, but again, that's a very difficult decision the head coach had to make. And whatever you think of Dan Campbell too, and his clock management or fourth down, he converts as many risky fourth downs as he doesn't, probably more, and he makes tough decisions. Good guy. Everybody loves him. The team loves him. Everybody loves him. But, yeah, he'll whack you if he thinks you need to be whacked and admit that it's incredibly painful to do. I think that gains him some credibility. Let's go to Brandon. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Brandon.
How you doing, Lojo?
Good. What's happening?
I don't know. Twitch stream tonight.
Wait, is it on? Oh, tell me it's not on. Is it?
I don't know, but
Paul, it's not on. Okay, whew, because I'm not wearing any clothes.
But so I feel like now Jared Goff is here, and with Ben Johnson, I feel like from day one, Sean McVay had put so much pressure on Jared Goff every day, and I feel like with Ben Johnson, I feel like he's very relaxed now and trusts Johnson a lot more.
You're 100% correct. He was talking yesterday about, well, he said, I feel like I'm playing the best football of my career. And someone said, wait a minute, you went to a Super Bowl with the Rams. No, this is the most settled in and comfortable I have felt in my career. And
yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, Lions fans are in like a perfect situation. We have a fight for a top draft pick and we're in a playoff hunt. Like, it literally couldn't be in a better situation right now for the fans. It really couldn't.
No, it couldn't.
And I was
yeah, and
I was
Brandon,
if you drank any of the blue Kool-Aid from Cookies?
No,
today.
No, I didn't. Although it might sound like I did. Thank you, Brandon. Cookies had the blue Kool-Aid in here. He confirmed me. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this because he had a big, like the big Kool-Aid jug, like the Kool-Aid figure in the commercial, big Kool-Aid jug with Honolulu blue Kool-Aid. Little secret, it was Blue Powerade. It wasn't some secret tonic. He revealed to me that it was Blue Powerade. So he offered to give me, let me have a sip, and I declined. But the caller is right, and that's another thing to fold into this, and I heard somebody talking about this earlier, because you don't have to make a choice. Like, how many times have we gone, oh, do you want to make the playoffs, but then that screws your chance at a high draft pick, and it was always an evil choice, I thought. You don't have to make it, but I can't ask you this. Which do you think would be better, more beneficial? Squeeze into the playoffs and who knows what, probably get killed in the first round, or maybe not. The NFC's not that good. Or the Rams pick goes to number one and you get the number one pick. Or even number two, because the Texans are so bad. Now, beneficial long-term-wise, it probably would be to get the highest pick possible. But if it's still going to be in the top five, no matter what the Rams do, then get in the damn playoffs. I mean, you see how confidence breeds confidence and you know, young players need confirmation of the atmosphere and their culture that they've immersed themselves into. I mean, Campbell was at a teetering point. Not that he was going to lose his job or lose the team, but at some point, you're 3-13-1 and then you're 1-6, so you're 4-19-1. At some point, you got to show them positive reinforcement, and that point arrived, and I think they'll win at least three, maybe four, of their last five. All right? Lot to get to. Oh, yeah, we're celebrating the biggest December game in recent Lions history, or something like that. All right, 97-1, the ticket.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.